Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
All right, you are listening to Sound Sessions. I am Kevin.
And what's up? This is Michael.
And Michael, you know, in the heat of the moment here, kind of, this is peak holiday shopping season.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if you saw this viral video that came out recently of these Best Buy employees. There was this young boy that came into Best Buy in New York, and he would come in and play the Wii U every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the employees got their money together, and they bought this young boy a Wii U, I believe a package with it, like a 2-year plan for it, and a video game on top of that. And it was just like the most heartwarming thing to have seen.
Really?
Yeah.
They all pulled their money in and bought this guy an early Christmas gift?
Yeah, so he's in there playing the video game system every day, and like, what a nice, beautiful thing to do for somebody.
Man, for all the time that I've been at Best Buy just watching TV, I haven't gotten anything. That is so nice of them, though. That what a good holiday start, to be
honest. Yeah, absolutely. So, and we're just so happened to be speaking with Daniel Schumann, a spokesperson for Best Buy. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Hi, doing well, thanks. How are you?
Doing very well. And you're familiar with this video?
Yes. Isn't that just a nice random act of kindness this holiday? Our employees are great. It's common that they know familiar faces and regular customers. And this particular story, it was just really wonderful to see our employees doing something great for customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, I guess we can kind of use that as a branching off point. The Wii U, that's got to be a pretty big or a popular tech item this year.
Yes, there are a lot of gaming systems along with NES that have been really popular this year. Those are really hot items. Every year gaming is a top product, whether that be a particular game to add to a system somebody already has or, you know, an entirely new console. But the cool thing is that heading into the last week of shopping before the holiday, there are some really great deals still to be had. There are some extended hours. If you like to shop online versus in store, there are a lot of interesting and unique and good deals to take advantage of if you're a last-minute shopper.
Oh, that is definitely me,
yes,
too.
Yes.
I mean, if there's like one thing that I just can't get down to a science is getting your Christmas gifts early. And to be honest, I spend a lot of my time going to Best Buy and just searching because it's like they have so many great products. And being like kind of a video game nerd myself.
Same.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I've been very much into the Xbox One. But, you know, I wanted to know, what are some of the more popular tech products that you have going on this year?
Sure. Well, and you know, you're not alone. Actually, 50% of shoppers are still looking for gifts this time this year. So, I mean, you are not going to be alone this weekend or if you're choosing to do it online. Some of the other categories of tech that are really interesting this year are voice assists, such as Google Home, where you bring this device in home, you can sync it up to perhaps your lights or sync it up to your speakers or music player in your home, and just by voice activation, it will turn your lights on or off, or help manage your Nest thermostat, or turn on your music, or
so cool.
Shuffle the next playlist. So that is a home automation sort of voice assistant tech has been a really popular item this year. Another thing that when we're thinking about sort of technology categories, I mean, people still love, you know, portable audio, headphones. They're moving towards, you know, wireless capabilities now. So whether it's sort of the Bose QC35 comfort headphones give you noise canceling technology that are good for people who travel, or if somebody uses headphones and looking for that wireless sort of in-ear sport headphone for when they work out, I mean, that's another popular item too.
That is perfect because, you know, you're here on Sound Sessions. We do a lot of music interviews, so we're big headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And just auto electronic kind of guys.
And speaking to that, like working out, I can't tell you how many times I'm, you know, in the gym and I catch my cord on something, and next thing you know, my headphones are like 4 feet away from me on the floor.
Or yeah, like,
and before we know it, that's going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah, with the wireless and all that.
Isn't that the best? Because there's nothing worse than like getting a really good workout on that treadmill and then hearing those earbuds just rip out of your ears and then fly out on
yep,
the treadmill.
Yep.
You look like a total dork.
Sure.
Well, and today's headphones, on top of it, are made for sporty or athletic activities, such as, you know, having water and sweat resistance within them and having, you know, specific cords that sort of wrap around the neck, or even no cord at all for those people who really like that in-ear, not over-the-ear feel. So you're right. I mean, for that sort of use, there technology has come a long way.
Yeah. So I want to touch on two. Well, I guess like today technically is Super Saturday. I just learned about what
Super Saturday.
I just
Kevin.
Learned about. So can you kind of touch on what exactly Super Saturday is and what we can kind of expect from it?
Sure. It's one of the busiest shopping days of the year, and the reason why is because it is the last Saturday before the holiday. I mean, this year we've got it sort of Christmas Eve on Saturday, Christmas on Sunday. But you know, when you're looking, it's that last full non-holiday Saturday beforehand. So a lot of people, just like you, will be taking advantage today of, you know, heading to the store and picking up those last minute items, or, you know, filling out the wish lists of their loved ones by picking up those last stocking stuffers, or, you know, really just tackling things online before the last few days of the work week.
Geez, I haven't heard it put into terms like that before. We only have a week left.
It's hard to believe.
It goes by so fast.
You're right. It's just around the corner.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I have a family. My mom and dad, they like technology, but they kind of, you know, like more of traditional gifts. What can I get for someone who's a little bit older when I'm going to shop out for these last-minute gifts?
Sure. I think a really good idea for somebody that you're not quite sure what they're looking for. I mean, it sounds a little bit safe, but gift cards are still really great gifts, because if you're interested in giving a gift that someone's really going to use and you're not quite sure what they're looking for, gift cards will give that. But another thing that I think is something that people know is a hot item, but they sometimes forget about this time of year is, you know, computer upgrades or TV upgrades, maybe even Blu-ray player upgrades for what they already have. So if you're looking for somebody maybe a little bit older, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a grandparent, that's a really good idea to pool some money for, you know, each member of the family to get them an upgrade on their home theater system.
Yeah, you know, and I think technology is one of those things, too, that, like, it's universal. Everybody wants something. Even my grandma is, like, sending me emojis these days. You know?
Right. That's
well, that's
true.
Because your grandma's the coolest lady
She's
in town.
So hip, yeah.
I also think another thing that is good around the holidays and people might forget of sometimes are small appliances or, you know, the latest kitchen gadgets.
Oh, yeah.
Because nowadays, just like in a lot of other tech categories, you're seeing technology really sort of embed themselves in those items, whether it be the crock pot that has the ability to sync up with your phone, and so that you
That's
can
turn
it from
Whoa. We're talking a crock pot that can sync up with your phone?
What does that do?
Yes, via app. You can control them. Or even if you know, you know, someone on your list loves to bake or cook, there are actually outlets that you can plug into an outlet and then plug your crock pot into that, and you can control whatever you plug into that outlet via your phone through an app. So all of that is possible.
So hold on. That's
really
huge.
This is hilarious.
This is a game changer.
You
Kevin.
And I are so most pumped about the crock pot right now.
Well, I just got into crock pot cooking.
Great.
And I'm trying to figure out like new techniques. And basically, I've learned how to cook beans really well. But now I feel like with this app, I might be able to up my game even more.
So does the app kind of control like, okay, I want to set this. I'm coming home. I'll be home in 4 hours. I want to put it on high for 4 hours right now. You can do that kind of thing?
Yes, you can do that kind
Incredible.
Of a thing. Or, you know, for example, with these sort of third-party outlets and connectors, what you can do is through your app on your phone, you know, make sure the outlet's off or make sure the outlet's on, so that, you know, it's a great idea. I speak on this selfishly, but for people who use straighteners and curling irons and you leave the home and you're like, I forget
That's if
I'm on or off, now you can manage that
right.
with your phone.
Oh my gosh! This would save so many fights with my girlfriend, and it would just be the best thing ever.
Yeah,
you can thank me later,
Danielle. You're the best. So you know, how about the people who are looking to get these last minute shopping ideas? And by the way, any listeners who want to call in right now, just let us know what you're going to get and give us some more ideas. Because right now, Kevin and I are just kind of just focused on the crock pot.
Yeah,
at the moment. So we'd love to hear what you guys think. But what are Best Buy's holiday hours? When can we go in and see and check out some of these products?
Sure. Our stores will be open extended hours throughout the next week. So last-minute shoppers from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve, if you're a super last-minute shopper. Otherwise, go online throughout the week and check the store that you're planning to head to beforehand. We'll have all of the latest and greatest hours posted there. But if you are an individual who loves to shop from the comfort of your own home,
yep.
We will also have some free upgraded two-day shipping offers for all orders, no minimum, through Wednesday, December 21st at 10:30 a.m. So, you know, the nice part is we've extended either via shipping or via our store hours, a lot of opportunity to still come out and fit those last couple of items on your list.
That's great. Well, I know I'll be in ASAP to come get that crock pot. Cannot wait. Danielle, thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to wrapping up this holiday season with some great tech gifts.
Well, thank you for your time. Happy shopping, everybody.
Thanks. Happy holidays, Danielle.